again, I talked about the six problems. I'm going to talk to you about how we address it. And some of the high themes, right? Visibility. Did something happen? What was it? I mean, obviously, these are important questions. You want to ask questions. You know, you want to understand. So if this happened, what does it mean? What should we do now? Why should I even care? Right? That's extremely important. Prevention and resolution. So how could we have prevented this in the first place? If you had the right amount of information and didn't care about data filtering, et cetera, you may very well be able to prevent it or catch it in time to where you can start doing remediation extremely quickly. So again, how Resolution Intelligence Cloud solves these is we smash the silos. I gave that example before about a security professional in the SOC. They can't take down a server. They can't take somebody offline. Our platform literally allows those two types of business units, IT ops and, you know, security operations, to work together. So much so that we have what we call a war room, where we can bring in pretty much anybody. We can bring in, you can bring in, shall I say, consultants, vendors, et cetera, to really troubleshoot that problem. I think it's really, really important. The one thing, you know, is one of our mottos is you can't have too much data. We collect everything and we hold it for 12 months. This really gives someone sitting in the SOC or not the ability to go back in time and look, right, from a retro perspective, which is really important. And what's also important with that is moving to the next bullet point, the second one we resolve, is detect what matters, align with business risk. In being in security, everybody talks about the latest malware, the latest vulnerability, the latest threat actors. None of that matters, right? What matters is your business risk, regardless of those things that I just talked about. And here at NetEnrich, why we think detect what matters is even some of the services we deploy around this. We realize that every single organization, whether you're in high tech, whether you're in fintech, I can go on and on and on in the verticals, it's not cookie cutter. You have things that are extremely prescriptive to your organization, not just, you know, in the US, a lot of the companies we deal with are multinational all around the globe. So having a clear understanding of what needs to come in, how it needs to be configured, we can do that extremely quickly. You know, this helps you with the time to value. When you look at solutions, the one that we sit on that we're extremely proud of because of their ability to search at scale and be able to hold petabytes of data is Google Chronicle and, you know, Chronicle SOAR. We sit at the apex of that. We enhance the use cases. We operationalize those technologies at an unbelievable level. So much so that brings me to the third bullet point. We automate level one and two tasks. So we talked about the problem earlier in this discussion that it takes expensive people. It's basically context switching between different screens and understanding what's going on. But the mere fact is we can do this in seconds, correlating lots of context across not only security, but digital ops, which again brings us back to the second bullet point I talked about, business risk. That's everything. And again, I can't highlight enough, you know, as a security professional, sometimes you're brought in at the last minute. Yeah, you might understand, okay, the company is a retail organization. They have PCI requirements. I mean, you understand all those things, right? But we all know that compliance doesn't equal security. But again, you know, our ability to automate that, to bubble up the things that matter, you know, really bring us to the fourth bullet point. We really pride ourselves on looking at situations. When you look at security, it's all about events and incidents. And, you know, people, you know, clamor, oh my gosh, it's an incident, I have to jump all over it without context. Context is king. So what we do is we really look at things in real time, but we score them, right? What is the likelihood of this to even happen? Now, the reason why we feel really good about having this information is because we're not collecting 60% of it. We're collecting everything. And we know it in context, not just the threat, but we understand the target that it's going after. We also know from like an attack surface management perspective, are those vulnerable? Again, things that are really important. But what's the impact of that, right? If this is being some, if this is something that's targeted again toward any servers that are generating revenue, that's huge, or holding, you know, PII, personal identifiable information, intellectual property. The list can go on and on and on, but all it matters is it matters to you, the impact of said server going down. And the last thing is a confidence. So confidence is king as well, because with all three of these lit up from a confidence perspective and likelihood, your analysts now are armed with all the information to chase that down. And we look at it like from a situation perspective, but that becomes an act on. And an act on, again, is fully enriched, fully contextual, that, again, fully automated tasks that help the SOC or NOC engineer, analysts, et cetera, do their job and do it quickly. Another thing too, again, is identifying risky situations and vulnerabilities and incidents before they occur. So not only are we alerting, building context, doing correlation, et cetera, but we do have a lot of information that paints gaps or brings out gaps within your organization. We feel really good that we've implemented MITRE. So with MITRE, we have the ability to look at tactics, sub-techniques, so on and so forth. And what this allows you to do is kind of understand where your gaps are, right? From, you know, these various behaviors. And that becomes important, because when you look at all the different categories from MITRE, you might be worried about privilege escalation. A lot of us are, right? But sometimes privilege escalation doesn't necessarily mean you're server was popped by an adversary. There could be a myriad of things. But the cool thing is we have all that context to tell you if that's something you really need to worry about. But again, a lot of us in the industry, and I think we still have some time to get there, where a lot of us are reactive. But that's been our key focus at NetEnrich, is really trying to be proactive, trying to forecast, trying to, again, to provide you the best information to allow you to make quick decisions, which really brings us to speeds of resolution and enriches SOAR. As I mentioned, you know, we partner, our partner is Google Chronicle. And what we have the ability to do, based on all these things I talked about, context, you know, having data for 12 months, I can go on and on and on. But what we're able to do is really paint that context. And I talked about the act on. That type of information being given to a SOAR, highly contextualized, allows an organization that has Chronicle SOAR to run a playbook with confidence, which is really important, because those playbooks are triggered off of behaviors. If A plus B happens, do C. It could be a phishing use case. There's so many different use cases from a SOAR. But these are the problems we solve. I know this is really lengthy, but you know, we don't have to dive down into the ML models we use and the correlation, et cetera. The biggest thing is our customers are looking for outcomes. They're looking for outcomes. They're looking for ease of use. You know, they're looking for expert teams, not just with our SaaS platform, but also, you know, our threat intelligence team services, things that can be wrapped from a data engineering perspective from our men and women that work on that team that are specific to your organization. And again, those are things at NetEnrich that we fully believe in and have been fairly successful at helping our customers out.